Today, folks, is a massive, massive day on the 25th of April on a Thursday. It is a very urgent day for your Houston Texans. It is the first round of the NFL draft. And if Brian Gain is going to sit there and not do a whole lot in free agency, they better do something today, tomorrow, and Saturday to make us feel better about this football team. So I'll begin there. What do the Houston Texans need to do tonight?
Well, I mean, we need an offensive lineman. We need a cornerback, right? Are we feeling generally that's the consensus?
I agree.
I talked to somebody last night. I was at my daughter's play, and a guy, really, really nice guy, that says he's been a draftnik since back in the Bushbaum, the Joel Bushbaum days.
Wow.
Back when being a draftnik meant something.
Good reference.
Like, you actually had to go out and, like, subscribe to newsletters, wait for the paper mail to come, all that. And he obviously was, he's hoping for Andre Dillard, just like Mike Meltzer is.
Yes.
He doesn't, if I recall correctly, he, like most people, don't think that it's rational to trade up for Andre Dillard.
Do most people feel that way?
I don't know. I don't, it seems like the people that contact me are very much on board with just getting as many picks as possible. I don't know if I've ever seen or sensed as much excitement about possibly trading back to get more picks. Is that crazy? You seem to want it. You want to mortgage the farm. You want to go up and get Andre Dillard no matter what it takes, which is sacrificing your future, Mike Meltzer.
I think there's a real chance that Brian Gain trades up for Andre Dillard. That's my feeling. Now, I know that John McClain has insisted multiple times in this room on our show that the Texans will not trade up for anybody, including Washington State star left tackle Andre Dillard. But this, to me, is the guy. This is the one. This is the one guy they would trade up for, where if he's available, and if you don't know, the Texans are picking at 23. If Andre Dillard is available at 15, 16, 17, I think there's a real chance that Gain pulls the trigger.
Let me ask you this, Mike. Does a good GM think that there's a 100% chance the guy he takes at 15 will be a good NFL player?
Of course not.
Of course not. No, he doesn't. He's got to work the percentages. He's got to work the probabilities. And he's got to understand that this Texans team, for all of its talent at the top, has some serious issues and holes in the middle and bottom of its roster. And they need more guys. And I'm not so convinced that Dillard's so much better than Dalton Risner or anybody else they might be able to get at 23 where they sit anyway, that it's worth sacrificing any of your future. I'm going to be just fine with him sitting put. Because he's going to have to trade up to 15 to get Andre Dillard. I don't want to do that. I don't want to trade up that high. If Dillard falls, I'll be the most excited. I'll be like a schoolgirl on her first day of school in a new dress. Just couldn't be more excited for the world that awaits me before it comes crushing down because you find out that boys are mean.
A school day? Wait a second. What's going on here? Okay, I just can't hear myself in my headphones. I apologize for that. You know what? I'm just going to forget the reference because I had a brain fart right there. Look, this is a big day. This is a huge day. You have to find someone that's going to make an immediate impact because this season, you do not want it to end up being a waste of time, right? You have Deshaun Watson. You have DeAndre Hopkins. You have J.J. Watt. We'll see if you have Jadeveon Clowney. Okay, how many years of this are you going to have? You need to find immediate impact guys. Are you going to be able to find that at 23? Are you going to be able to sit back in your cute little dress on the first day of school and not get up and go up to boy toy that's been the boy toy of your desires for such a long period of time and say, you know what? I'm going to turn 2019 on its heels. I'm going to go up and I'm going to ask him out. Because that would be what the Texans would be doing if they were to trade up for a guy like Andre Dillard. But you got to really make sure that you like the person.
The boy toy would be the girl herself, not the boy. The boy isn't the
boy toy. Yes, he is the toy. The boy is the boy toy.
No, a boy toy is somebody that, I thought a boy toy was somebody that a boy liked being with.
What?
No.
No.
No?
No.
The boy toy is like, so if a girl, she's like, oh, that's my boy toy?
Yes.
Over there?
Yes. Oh. Yes.
All right, I thought it was...
Finally, I know something.
No, I thought yes! A boy toy was like a toy that a boy might play with.
No.
All right. So Andre Dillard can actually be your boy toy.
Yeah,
So Mike Meltzer wants a boy toy, and he wants that boy toy to be Andre Dillard.
If I was a female sports radio host, I think it would make sense. Not okay. To be misogynistic or...
Oh, you're being quite misogynistic.
Okay, quit it. All right, now it's 6:05 in the morning. I've already got Mike tense because he's afraid he might have said something like vaguely misogynistic in some alternate universe.
Mike is someone's boy toy right now.
I tell you what, I hate to be misogynistic, but I really respect women. I'm sorry.
The White Knight rides again.
So anyway, Andre Dillard at Dalton Ryan. Eisner, Cody Ford, none of these guys elicit great excitement in me. I think they're, I think it's not to not be urgent. But I don't say that in a negative way. I say that I don't need to leverage my future for any of these guys. I think that any one of them might work out to be a viable offensive tackle, which is all we need. I don't want a super, I would give a damn if we get a superstar offensive tackle. I just want one that's not going to lead the league in pressures.
That's
solid. Is that too much to ask? Is it too much to ask? Don't lead the league in pressures, and I'll be good.
That's a lot to ask, actually.
Wait, here's what I'm worried about heading into tonight. Mike, Seth, and Paul on a very big Thursday with the NFL draft tonight. I'm worried the Texans are in a bit of no man's land at 23. And yeah. I'll explain why. Because if you look at the offensive linemen, the tackles, they are likely to be gone almost all the top ones at 23. So that includes Jawan Taylor of Florida, Jonah Williams of Alabama, Andre Dillard of Washington State, who we've been talking about. I think Cody Ford of Oklahoma is the one guy who's most likely to be there. When I think about the cornerbacks, the other desperate position of need for this football team, I look at these guys, and I think there are some solid prospects, but there's not a real star there.
Yeah.
And none of the corners at 23 are grabbing me right now. And so when I'm looking at 23, it feels like best available player, the way the board stacks up. Does that make sense? Like, there's not an obvious way to go right now.
Well, best available player or best available cornerback or offensive tackle? Like, you're going to be okay if they take a linebacker.
That'd be a tough sell.
Yeah, they're loaded at linebacker. They can't take a linebacker. They've got too many linebackers on this team.
It has to be the best available lineman or cornerback.
Has to be.
What about running back? What if Josh Jacobs was available at 23?
I like Josh Jacobs, but no. Not here.
It's good enough for the Patriots to take a running back in the first round, one that's injury prone, albeit, but not for the Texans.
Yes. I also think Michelle is more dynamic. Sony Michelle is more dynamic than Josh Jacobs is.
Okay.
But yeah,
he was a friend of our show, and you just threw under the bus.
I like Josh Jacobs,
I like that he's got functioning knees and hasn't actually been beat all to hell.
I just think not for this Texans team. So does it have to be?
So you're saying best player available. I mean, that's a big jump from got to have an offensive tackle or a cornerback.
I'm now almost to the point where I'd rather trade off Rondre Dillard or just trade down a couple spots.
You got to stop. No, I disagree with your whole attitude this morning. I think you got to fix this sometime in the next 12 hours because you're basically saying it's Andre Dillard or bust.
That's what I'm feeling,
Dillard,
Mike.
Dillard would be an awesome, 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 exciting pick to get. I'd be really, really excited to get Andre Dillard. But to say it's either Andre Dillard or you just got to...
Okay, so throw some names at me who I should be excited by at 23.
I think that Greedy Williams, even though I'm skeptical of Greedy Williams, I think you should be excited about Greedy Williams, the cornerback from LSU, because of his potential and his upside. Because he is a long dude, long arms. I think has physical maturity still to come. And I'm nervous about the fact that he doesn't like to play physically.
I hate it.
I know, Paul. I know.
It drives you crazy.
I guess the question becomes, all right, is the upside and his coverage ability enough to get over that physicality hump?
It might be.
I'm trying to put myself in Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien's shoes.
Can you get him to apply that physicality? He does have some physicality in actual man coverage. Can you get that to apply to his actual coming up to the ball and tackling guy?
Right.
I wonder. I mean, I am of the belief that if you are a defensive back, you want to tackle or you don't. And I don't know that Greedy wants to do that. But again, that's not the biggest priority. It's can he be good in man coverage? He's 6'2". He ran a 4.37 40. Like, he's got a lot of things working in his favor. It's a matter of, are you going to be able to mold him? Because I do think that compared to some of the other corner prospects that are out there, I feel like he's a little bit behind them.
And a quick update before we move on to all the other exciting things that have happened in Houston in the last 24 hours, the Rockets, the Astros. A boy toy is a young woman who offers herself as a sex object for young men. Thank you very much.
Now you're still
wrong.
Thank
you very much.
Urban Dictionary.
I also, for the record, wish I had saved the audio from 2 days ago where you guys indignantly looked at me and said, the Warriors aren't losing Wednesday night. Oh my gosh. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that. Boy toy.
You were
Warriors.
Correct.
I'm on a streak.
Nope,
I'm on a roll this morning.
I'm correct about the Warriors.
That's why I'm so confident in saying that you don't need to trade up for Andre Dillard.
Mad Radio, Mike, Seth, and Paul on a Thursday. So we're all over the draft today. And obviously we'll hit on the Rockets and the Astros. The Rockets did get the job done last night. It's a little tense. It's a little tense last night. With a minute or two to go, this was a one-point game, but they found a way to stave off Utah 100-93. So the Rockets will be advancing to the second round. What was your guys' biggest takeaway from a weird game five at Toyota Center?
My biggest takeaway was twofold. One was at the very end of it, I felt like, oh, yeah, man, it's good to be going to the Western Conference Championships. Sometimes it starts to feel a little almost too routine that you just expect in it, not going to the Western Conference Championship, but going to the to play the Warriors.
We got the spirit of what you're
saying.
It
almost feels a little too routine to advance in the playoffs. I actually appreciated the fact that a victory early in the playoffs meant something this time because you're seeing the Warriors next, most likely, unless something really, really weird happens. So that like, I got excited afterwards. I got way more excited than I have in a long time for a Rockets round one victory, followed by immediate fear and concern and hand-wringing over the fact that the Rockets did not look the way I wanted them to look in these last couple games.
Agreed.
The last three games, really.
I mean, since the game three on Saturday, they have played basically touch and go with Utah. I think a good basketball team that just is a bad matchup for themselves against the Rockets. But for the Rockets to beat the Golden State Warriors, they have to play much better than they have the last three games. Have to.
The Jazz are a barbaric basketball team that plays a strange brand of offense that I don't quite understand and puts Rudy Gobert on the court for far too long. I think that's the thing that we discovered the last couple of days. The Jazz really decided that Rudy Gobert needs to play a lot of minutes, and I honestly think that the amount of minutes that they played Rudy Gobert hurt them. I feel like they were a lot better when Derek Favors was out there, and he was without Rudy Gobert clogging things up. I'm a little concerned about the Jazz defense, the one that we were criticizing the first couple of games of the series, kind of working against James Harden the last three games. That's my big concern going forward, because I feel like Golden State will be able to emulate it to more perfection going forward.
I don't think they'll be able to run. I don't think the Warriors will be able to run that same defense as well as the Jazz, just because they don't have Rudy Gobert. So I don't think, like, in the when you're seeing Harden giving
contested floaters,
they're giving him the lane wide open, and you're like, all right, what are you going to do? And it just turns into, okay, are you going to be able to loft it up of Gobert's 8-foot reach, 9-foot reach, whatever it is? They don't have to worry about that.
I don't know,
much.
But what about young, now suddenly spry, in shape Draymond Green? Because Green has played well
like
in the last series.
Pounds over the last, but he doesn't present the same issue. Just the it's a geometrical issue.
Okay.
Yeah, it's almost like just to get enough arc on that floater over Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's a, yeah, you know, it's like it's the weird thing. Remember that kid in your high school that was like 6'10" and he was a starting center on the basketball team?
Josh Walker.
And
yes.
He had no athletic ability whatsoever.
100% right.
But basketball is that game where just like Rudy Gobert is not the same overall player that Draymond Green is, but my God, he's the damn wall from Game of Thrones. He's just insurmountable. So I don't worry about that part of it as much. I do worry about the fact that the Rockets defense got lucky as hell that all these wide open threes and wide open shots that
so
the
many.
Jazz had. The Jazz had miserable shooting on wide open shots. That's not going to happen versus the Warriors. That's what makes me really nervous.
They can't be leaving those guys open. And the Warriors did lose last night, so they're going to have to play another game in a couple days before game one, most likely on Sunday between the Rockets.
Thank you, Patrick Beverley.
And the Warriors, yes. Thank you to Patrick Beverley and Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell as well.